Assalamu alaikum, welcome back to another episode of the African Five-A-Side Podcast. My name is Maher Mizahi. As always, I'm your host, and as always, this podcast is brought to you by AfricaAsACountry.com. Now more than ever, I highly, highly recommend you guys head over to AfricaAsACountry.com. We have a piece coming out Saturday morning, so the morning of the second leg of the final, about, you know, what it's like being in a stadium in North Africa. Because there is this saying that we always say in North Africa, that the spectacle is not on the stands, it's about what happens. Or sorry, it's not about what happens on the pitch, it's what happens in the stands. I messed that up royally. But I went to the first leg in Tunis, as I already explained in the last episode. And really, I was completely absorbed with what was going on around me. So we had in the Esperance de Tunis Ultras stand, you know, this tifo, this choreography, supporting the Palestinian cause. And just the nuance of it, the comprehensiveness of it all, was just very, very impressive. And in the Al Ahli side, we had the return of Ultra Zahlawi. This is a supporters group that was probably one of the most famous ultra groups in North Africa for a long period of time, eventually banned by the Egyptian government, and now they're back. But they're only really back when they play away from home, especially abroad. And I got to sort of, you know, interview some of them, sit with some of them. And I think if you're into that kind of thing, if you're into fan culture, if you're into, you know, everything that surrounds the football itself, I'd highly, highly recommend you guys look at the piece on AfricaAsACountry.com. Anyways, now that we've gone through all of our announcements, let's talk about the final. You know, the calendar year is pretty much over in African football. This is the last match of the year that everyone really pays attention to. This is the biggest match of the year. It's the second leg of the 2023-2024 African Champions League between Esperance de Tunis and Al Ahli. Of course, in the first leg, the match finished 0-0. There are still away goals in the African Champions League, and so everything is on the line to play for in this match. And that's how I'm going to start my analysis with this match, is that the away goals are still relevant in Africa, and that is hugely, hugely important in this tie. Because if there were no away goals, I would say that Al Ahli have a 90 to 95% chance of winning the tie and winning the Champions League, simply because nobody's going to beat Al Ahli in Cairo. When I was in Tunis speaking to Al Ahli supporters, we tried to research in Google the last time that Al Ahli actually lost a knockout stage match in Cairo, and nobody could even remember it. It must be sometime in the 20th century, because nobody can even remember any of it in this century. These are hardcore supporters. But the away goals rule does exist. It's still relevant. And as a result, because of what we've seen Esperance de Tunis do in this Champions League campaign, going to Abidjan against Azak Mimosa, playing that draw, winning in a penalty shot, penalty shootout. They also went to, of course, Mamelodi Sundowns and won 1-0 away from home. We see them go into these atmospheres, set up defensively, nullify the opposing team's attack, and squeak by either through penalty shootouts or through away goals. They've shown that they can do it in this tournament, and as a result, you can't rule them out. I still think this is going to be a very, very tight match. I still think Al Ahli are slight favorites, but it's just that. It's maybe like a 52% to 48, 55 to 45, something like that. The cool thing about this final is that, you know, Cairo International Stadium is going to be full. And we saw that in the CAF Confederation Cup final between Berkane and Zamalek. 90,000 people packed into the stadium. And that's really great to see, you know, because for a long period of time in Egypt and also in Tunisia, you know, after the revolutions, we weren't getting fully packed out stadiums. There were attendance caps because of security measures or because sometimes the stadium was in renovation and so on and so forth. But now we're going to have full capacity stadium, and there's going to be thousands of Esperance de Tunis supporters in Egypt. So they're making the trip, and they're really, really going to be supporting their team. We're expecting more than 3,000 Esperance de Tunis supporters, which is absolutely massive. So let's go into the sort of the keys of the match for both sides. Esperance de Tunis are probably going to play with the exact same lineup that they finished the match, or sorry, that they started the match with in Tunis. The one thing I would have to say is that Esperance are going to be looking to defend and defend well, right? I think nobody would be surprised by that tactic, that sort of action. Their wingers, Hussein Rashan on the left the Algerian winger, and on the right, Yann Sass, the Brazilian, the left-footed right winger who's been so good throughout this Champions League campaign. They have to make sure they defend. And if you remember against Sundowns, Willian Mukwena said, "I don't think I've ever seen the Brazilian winger Yann Sass defend as much as he did against us." And that was really one of the keys of victory for Esperance de Tunis. They're going to need all 11 players to chase, all 11 players to harry. And if Yann Sass gets a little bit lazy, he needs to make sure that he's communicating with his midfield, Houssam Tqa, Ghaylan Chalali, and Raja Awulu, to sort of cover him, cover behind him. And if he wants, maybe he can move up a little bit and be like a second striker alongside Rodrigo Rodriguez. Because I have no doubt that the Algerian winger, Houssam Racha, is going to be defending. That's one of his strengths, is his, how hard he fights and how fully he fulfills his defensive duties. We can't really say the same about Yann Sass, even though he's done a good job in his Champions League campaign. And so this is one of the things where he's going to have to be always in possession, or sorry, always in position, or he's going to have to communicate very, very well with his teammates and make sure that if he's out of position, that somebody covers him. The next thing I have here for for keys to the match for Esperance de Tunis: do not make mistakes. And I think anybody listening would say, yeah, that's easier said than done, right? But these finals are always sort of determined by little mistakes and little details here and there. All I'm trying to say is, do not put these on a gold platter and pass them over to Al Ahly. Make Al Ahly break you down, because again, Esperance have shown that if they set up in their shape defensively, very few teams can actually break them down. So, one thing I have here noted is, will they play the ball out during goal kicks? That's one thing that they've done since this new coach Miguel Cardozo has come in, is that almost every single goal kick, they play the ball short to a center half and they try to build out of the back. Very praiseworthy thing to do, very smart thing to do, usually, depending on the opposition. But in a match like this, where, mistakes will determine the result of the match, I'm curious to see if they're going to be playing the ball out from goal kicks. For me, a match like this, in an atmosphere like this, I wouldn't do that, because as much as employing that tactic will in the long term make you a better side and will harbor more positive than negative results, again, in a match like this against a club like this, in my opinion, in an atmosphere like this, do not take the chance. If as soon as you feel any slight bit of pressure, if you see a really intense press, and this will be depending on like what stage of the match you're in, I personally wouldn't take that chance. Even if you look at the center half, somebody like Yacine Merih, the Tunisian center back who plays on the right center back, very, very good throughout this Champions League campaign, very good with his feet in particular, playing the ball out of the back, playing the ball through the lines. And I just wonder, again, it's one of those things where you have to have the intelligence of being in the game and feeling momentum and feeling when it's time to play the pass and when it's time to not risk it and play it long. And I just, again, Esperance are experienced. I just hope they don't make a mistake and hand a goal to Al Ahly. So that's my second key to the match for them. The third one is, capitalize on every single chance you have. And these are all very, cliche keys to the game. But Esperance de Tunis, in the first 5 minutes in Tunis against Al Ahly, Rodrigo Rodriguez latches onto a cross from Houssam Tqa. And I'm not sure if Schubert just got a fingertip to it or if he nodded the ball wide. But that was the chance of the match. They never had a chance like that for the rest of the match. They had some half chances, but nothing like that. And it came in the first 5 minutes of the match. So you have to be concentrated throughout 90 minutes. When that chance comes, we're going to have to be a little bit sharper in front of goal. So those are my real three keys to the match for Esperance de Tunis. And finally, one thing to keep in mind, Amanullah Mamiche, their 19-year-old goalkeeper, he has proven that he can win a penalty shootout against Azak Mimosa. He pulled out two stops, two saves in that penalty shootout. Mustafa Shubir, Al Ahly's 24-year-old young talented goalkeeper. We haven't seen him. I personally haven't seen him in a penalty shootout at this stage, of a tournament like this so far. So, Esperance have proven that they can do it before. Al Ahly, not so much. That's not. It doesn't mean so. It doesn't mean a whole lot, because Al Ahly haven't been put in that position with Mustafa Shubir. But it is something to keep in the back of our mind. For Al Ahly, I also think they're going to line up with the exact same lineup that they started with last match. However, there's going to be one difference. Ali Maalul, their Tunisian left back, their beloved Tunisian left back, club legend. He suffered a partial tear of the Achilles tendon, not a full tear of the Achilles tendon. And he's already had surgery, and he's going to be out for this match. Last match, they replaced him with Kerim Fouad, who's not really a left back. He's more right-footed, not so much attacking. He really made sure he stayed behind and assured things defensively. I think he's probably going to start again at left back. And this is one of the things that I think we're going to have to watch closely, because throughout the knockout stages, Al Ahly have done a really good job of attacking from wide areas. Whether it was Ali Maalul, or whether it was Hussein Shahat, or Percy Tau, or Ahmed Abdul Qadir, whoever it was, did a really good job of attacking from the wings, putting in crosses or playing the ball into that anchor striker, Modest at times, Abu Ali at others. With Maalul out, I think it's going to be a big blow, because Mohamed Hani, the other right back, Ali Maalul is left back, he's out, they're putting in a defensive stopgap over here. Mohamed Hani, I thought, was very, very poor going forward in the first leg against Esperance de Tunis. And so all of a sudden, you don't really have attacking threats from your fullbacks, from Maalul and from, well, obviously not Maalul, but from Fouad and from Hani, who are going to be starting this match. And that nullifies, you know, a lot of what Al Ahly have been doing in the knockout stages. All of a sudden, the attacking burden from wide positions is going to be on your wingers. And your wingers, in my opinion, especially Percy Tau, have not been spectacular. Hussein Shahat has had some good matches, then he was injured and so on and so forth. But it's not the Percy Tau of last year during the knockout stages, that's for damn sure. The midfield we're expecting to be the same. You know, Aliou Dieng is back, the Malian destroyer in midfield. But we're expecting the same lineup as really the first leg in Tunis. My question again has been, will Imam Ashour show up? You know, I criticized him sort of after the first leg, and in the comments people said, you know, no, I disagree with you, Imam Ashour has been good. Okay, maybe he has been. Me personally, I haven't noticed it in big matches. I haven't been watching all of the Egyptian Premier League, obviously, and I can't tell you how he's been doing against, you know, Ceramica Cleopatra, or against Etihad Alexandria, or Al Masri, or whatever the case may be. I'm just talking about the AFCON. I'm talking about, you know, other matches with the Egyptian national team. I'm talking about, you know, the Champions League. In the big matches, that's when I expect Imam Ashour really to show up the most. In those kinds of big matches, me personally, I haven't been as impressed with him as I would have liked to have been. So for me, this is a chance for him to change that. You know, I would love to see, these are the players that I really want to show up for Al Ahly. Percy Tau, Imam Ashour. Usually I would have thrown in Ali Maalul, but he's going to be injured here. You know, prior to the season, I would have said somebody like Anthony Modest. The players that you're giving huge salaries to, you know, the superstars on the continent, these are the players that I think are going to have to play up to their potential. If, you know, not world class, because these players are not world class, but if these best players on the continent, you know, if they're playing up to their potential, Al Ahly have the kind of quality that Esperance de Tunis don't have. If they don't play up to their potential, all of a sudden it's a much more balanced game. So Imam Ashour, Percy Tau, Mohamed Abdelmonem. Especially Ashour and Tau, because I haven't seen it this season in the Champions League knockout stages. Mohamed Abdelmonem, say what you want about him, but, and usually you're only going to say very good things because he's been incredible. But time and time again in his career, when Al Ahly needs a goal, including in Champions League finals, he steps up and scores. And so I wouldn't be surprised at all if he gets another goal in this Champions League final. It's just, you know, there are some players like that. We call that clutch in North America. They're just clutch. When the moment is the biggest, they perform the best. And so I'm not really worried about Abdelmonem. I would like to see it more from Ashour and Tau. Last thing I would say, just as an aside, is that remember, Al Ahly have football DNA. You know, they have champions DNA inside of them. And so they are absolutely capable of not being the better side on the day, or being a disappointing version of themselves on the day, and still winning this match. Like Real Madrid, like, you know, they it's in them. They expect to win. Their supporters expect to win. They accept nothing but excellence. And sometimes in tight matches like this, that's the extra 1-2% that the other club doesn't have that can propel you to victory. The last thing I would say, you know, just to wrap it all up, is that I think Esperance are actually at the beginning of like a 2-3 year cycle. If they can hold on to their coach Miguel Cardozo, who's only been in the job for 6 months, if they can renew a few players in a few different positions, I think they could have a very good run over the next 2 3 years. Players like Yan Sass, Rodrigo Rodriguez, Rogério Ulu have like 2 or 3 more years left in their prime. If they can hold on to all their defenders, if Amin Lahmidmish can blossom into the goalkeeper that we think he can be, I really feel good about Esperance Tunis if they can keep Cardozo for the next 2 3 years. Whereas Al Ahly, in my opinion, and a lot of my Al Ahly supporting fans, friends, don't really agree with this position. But I do think that they're at the end of a cycle here. Because when I look at Ma'loul with an Achilles injury, Achilles is a very, very tough injury to recover from. I understand it wasn't fully torn, his Achilles. It was only partially torn, but still, that's a very tricky injury to come back from. And usually you never come back 100%. It's not like, ACLs now, which almost everybody can do these knee surgeries now and you can recover within, a few months' time. Achilles is, it's tough, especially Ma'loul, I think, is 34, 35 years old. That's a tough one. So I think Al Ahly are going to reward him because he's a club legend and extend his contract. But I think Ali Ma'loul is not going to be the player that he was again. Al-Shenawy is older and you have Shubir. So Al-Shenawy is like, maybe he's going to get a contract from the Gulf or something, leave his place, make good money before he retires. Mohamed Abdelmunem is being linked with clubs like, I believe, Galatasaray. And I think there was another club from France that was also in for him. Best defender in Africa over the last 2 3 years, fully deserved, but he can also go to the Gulf. Players like, I don't know, Percy Tau, is he gonna be extended? Or apparently there was moments in the season where he was not very happy with the kind of playing time he was getting. He hasn't been performing like he was last year. Anthony Modeste is probably a failed experiment and he's gonna go home. So already I named like five, six players that I think Al Ahly are probably gonna have to get rid of. And these are all players on massive salaries. And so this will be a very, very important summer transfer window for them, in my opinion, to make sure that they can continue on this historic run that they've been on. Because these players that I've named have done fantastic things for Al Ahly. They've been really the second best team in Al Ahly's history after the golden generation of, Abu Trikas and Co. So big, big, big summer transfer window coming up for the Red Devils. And of course, I think that they can continue their success because they're the club of the century and definitely the club of this century as well. So the club of 2 centuries so far. But important times ahead. Things to consider. All of these thoughts are swirling through my head. Let's get down to the prediction. I did predict 0-0 in the first match. I know I didn't have a chance to say it on this channel, but I did predict 0-0, so I feel really good about that. So far, I think in the knockout stages, I do believe we're perfect in predicting the winners of every single tie. Not necessarily the scores, but the winners of every single tie, which is incredible. Definitely past my own expectations. And so for the final prediction of the 2023-2024 Champions League season, I'm going to predict. And this is one where I'm going head against my heart because my head is telling me Al Ahly and my heart is telling me Esperance de Tunis. I'm going to lean more towards my heart and I think we're going to get a draw in this match. So whether it's 0-0, 1-1, 2-2, 3-3, I think we're going to get a draw. And I think whatever the draw it is, whatever it is, Esperance de Tunis will win this Champions League final. If it's 0-0 and they go to penalties, for example, I think Esperance Tunis are going to go through. If it's 1-1, Esperance Tunis will obviously go through without penalties because of the away goals rule. That's my prediction. It's been absolutely great covering the CAF Champions League with everybody on this channel. We've grown so much. We started the year, I think, with like 200, 300 subscribers, and we're already at 2,500 or something like that. It shows that there's an appetite for, the African Champions League, especially in places like South Africa, Egypt, Tunisia, Morocco, which is very, very cool. I hope to continue, obviously, creating a lot of content throughout the summer. There's the Olympics. We're going to profile other clubs like Mouloudia of Algiers, who we expect to be, big-time candidates next season in the CAF Champions League. We're going to talk about national teams. There's an international window coming up in June, so please do keep it locked in. If you enjoy this, please give it a thumbs up. Please do subscribe and give it a 5-star rating if you're listening on the audio platforms. So thanks again for listening. Hope to speak to you soon. Check out africasacountry.com and enjoy the match. Take care. Peace.